Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there, Saints. It's Wednesday. Do one thing every day that scares you. Anyway, so today we're speaking and talking about what scares you. Did you see last week's Game of Thrones? Oh, bless God, that was scary.
Spoiler alert.
Big time spoiler alert. So, such spoilers, it's like fish after 3 days. You know what I'm saying? Plus, all the characters in this is MCU. Next.
Talking about TV just to reveal JC, yeah.
Hello and welcome. So excited. I listen to not a lot of podcasts because ours is the best. And I'm not just saying that. I generally don't listen to the other. I try, but they're not good. So there's one that was good for a while. I'm not going to name the name of it because I'm getting ready to shade them a little bit. And it's very good. It's two smart co-hosts who are in the industry. You know,
yes.
One's an editor for whatever the site is that produces also the podcast.
Yeah.
And then one, he's like in the industry where he's behind the scenes, he's a something. And what happens is they'll talk about the show, right? Which is why I listened at first.
Yeah.
They'll talk about the, but it's, they don't do like episode by episode, but series by series,
okay,
by the season or whatever.
So they pretty much watch it all and then
right,
converse.
And then they'll talk about it. And I liked it because it's nerdy stuff like I like, but I noticed I found myself, and I didn't notice it right away, I would feel depressed. Not depressed, that's a heavy word. But sad at the end of these, like after every time I would listen. And I couldn't figure out why. They weren't saying anything that made me sad. But I realized what it was these people, no offense to them, because they seem generally good guys, they're not fans.
Well, no,
you know,
not
they,
that. It's a conversation. So it's like the analytical part of it. So you're getting the monotone.
Well, even that, they're not monotone.
Oh,
but,
it,
right.
Cool.
They're excited. They're like, oh my God.
No, it's not monotone
but,
what they're saying. Monotone
right,
in what they're presenting. There's no change in how they literally take every series and every show
right,
and give you the analytical breakdown on why it's good, why it's bad.
Yeah.
And
like they're why
you can be excited about
writer,
why it's good or why it's bad.
Right.
But you're not.
And
the
arc of it
is the same.
The story shouldn't have been this.
Exactly. And that's the thing, it's always that.
Right, the cinematography on this one, they chop it down to like, did you watch the show?
And
or are you watching the show like of the like, I get what it was, and I'm like, I don't, that's not what I like.
That's not your niche.
Right,
you,
I like talking about the show.
Exactly.
And when I don't like the show, which there are shows we're talking about we don't like.
We do talk about the cinematography
right,
or the soundtrack.
Right.
Or the, yeah.
But we don't also break down, but this director, he shouldn't have been the director of this one. No, we say the story sucked.
Well, my thing
we
is
say, I'm not watching the thing anymore, Murder, because you ended the series in January, you know, like right after, it's like Christmas happened, New Year's, end the show.
Yeah.
And then I didn't know it was, and so you, no. So it was, but I didn't go, oh, you know what was interesting? The showrunner, I think he made a decision to do the thing with the this and the that. Like, it's just too.
Well, those parts people don't care about
right,
most times. And secondly, if you're going to be the one to say this should have been done this way because of
right,
this, then you need to have proven track record that you could do it.
Thank you.
Because you can't bring.
You're
you
just
can't
a critic.
Stones. No, it's not even just being a critic.
You have no creativity bone in you. So how
most
you
critics have done that job.
Right.
Or had a big part
hopefully,
in those decisions for those type of jobs. And that's why they get notoriety as
right,
a critic.
But it's bad.
Because when they bring it up,
like
they're bringing.
Siskel and Ebert.
Exactly. So much notoriety because what they were commenting on
right,
was stuff they can give to contribute to make it better.
And it made sense.
And it made sense. They
would say, this was the reason we give this a thumbs up is it did what it's supposed to do as a movie. It made us laugh. It made us cry. It made us whatever think. And this particular thing. And the reason we don't like it is because in the middle, it dragged. Not because what happened was the writer
exactly,
was trying to speak to the society lesson,
yes,
but you shouldn't because the society that they're talking about didn't translate to the ethos because the ethos of this character arc didn't make sense. Like, what the flip?
Exactly.
And that's really what it was over time. And I just didn't get, like, they talked about CBS All Access show with the black guy who did This Is Us. Not This Is Us. Us. And Get Out.
And Jordan Peele?
What's his name?
Jordan Peele?
Yes. And he's hosting the Twilight Zone, right? So now they're getting ready to talk. Now, they haven't seen it.
Because it's not
I think they just aired the second episode last week, but this was a month ago, so this was just when they announced it. And instead, so I'm thinking, oh, they're gonna maybe they saw an advance to they're in the industry, so I'll listen because I don't have CBS All Access, so I don't mind if you ruin stuff. And they spent the whole hour discussing the branding that CBS is doing behind Jordan Peele's name. And so they said, well, it's very interesting. We've never seen a series that's a host, because Jordan Peele isn't a producer or writer. He's just a host. But yet he's so well known for what he does that they're banking on his name to pull a thing. So I go, so far, okay, decent. I can kind of follow that logic. Okay, now talk about the show. And then they delved in to, and so because what happens is his thing is what? And so are all the shows, because it's an anthology, is it going to interweave with Jordan's philosophy or life? But he's just the host. So this back in the day when 1950 they did it the first time, and like it became not about the show, but became about how the industry operates shows.
Yeah.
So but not even interesting.
My thing is this.
You know what I mean? Like, they're dumb. Behind the scene.
They're dumb.
Yeah.
But for one reason and one reason only. Jordan Peele wanted to host the Twilight Zone.
Right.
So regardless of what you think or where the industry's working it or doing whatever.
Right.
Let's look at the reality of it, right?
Thank you.
Jordan Peele loves all things intriguing.
Yes. Right.
Suspenseful, simple. Comedy suspense. He did have a running skit show on Comedy Central. So he is a writer and producer. Maybe not for any episode of Twilight Zone, but in the ability that he can do it and do it successfully.
Right.
So what did they do? They picked a brother who's successful at being a writer and producer, so who can actually speak to the different levels of the show, the comedic timing and stuff, because Twilight Zone has comedic timing. I've watched old ones. They have ironic storylines that come playing in on the irony of the situation. Okay, again, something he can speak to.
Right.
And he wanted to host the Twilight Zone.
Right.
They didn't just shop it around and say, oh, wait, Kevin Hart turned us down. Let's get a brother.
Right.
They let it come up into who would like to do this.
But even how you're describing it now is the bomb. Right?
Yeah.
Because that's how you would talk about it. Because if it's about people watching shows, then you're talking about it from the perspective of people watching the show.
Exactly.
What they did was they literally, I think, and I wish I was as, because I know what it is. If I went to college for film studies or something, then I would get the wording that they're saying. I would probably still be sad, but I'm doing a bad job explaining it, but they would say something
dialogue
like,
about it,
and,
like,
right, like, and Jordan Peele's ethos doesn't translate for the show, so it's interesting how the marketing of it, something like that's, we're not talking about the show, just talk about if the show's pretty good or bad, watch it and talk about it. This is the Tivo Mike Show, and we are not on CBS All Access.
That's right.
Favor is deceitful. Beauty is vain. Never thought I'd see myself marrying a plain Jane. But as you get older, things begin to change. Through with the gimmicks, done playing games. Numerous prospects, none worthy of my last name. Many want to ride, but we not even in the same lane. But then there's you. Yes, you, Miss 31. Bought by God's only begotten, never looking for a handout, ready to lend a handout. Instead of criticizing, she'd rather help her man out. In a crowd of millions, she stands out, lily of the valley. The many reasons that I love you, I couldn't even tally. But I'ma keep it real with you. The doctrine of this world makes me not want to deal with you. What I'm conditioned to pursue makes me wrestle with what's real in you. Coke bottle shape, immaculate face, big butt, big breast, long hair, even if it's fake. You know, all the stuff that fades. Those images are like crack, and as men we chase it like a dope fiend. But when you're tired and empty, you start seeing through the smoke screen. So now, I don't care about your cleavage. I like how you're there when I need it. You don't have to have an itty bitty waist. I like the fact that I can see God in your face. I'm not infatuated with your thighs. I'm in love with the genuine loyalty in your eyes. I'm not chasing what's between your legs. I value that you're worthy to incubate my legacy when I'm dead. You're a confidant with whom I can lay down my armor and take refuge. And you won't snitch on our intimacy no matter how the world tests you. With the softest chastisement, you keep me in alignment. I love your strength. You support me when I can't find it. More precious than a diamond, with a price far above rubies. Miss 31, allow me to pursue thee.
Welcome back to the TiVo Mike Show here, not on CBS All Access,
right,
but on every major podcast platform. CBS, let me tell you, do not charge people to watch your channel because it is network. So don't do it.
That's right.
If ABC doesn't do it, it's going to be in Obama.
NBC,
if ABC
doesn't do it.
And NBC doesn't do it because there's already no blacks on camera. They don't want to also have no black subscribers. So
therefore, don't do that. Your
PBS doesn't
show,
even do that.
Your biggest show right now is Big Bang Theory. And they just wrapped their last episode.
And they're
episode.
Done. Right.
So who's paying for what on CBS?
That's what I'm saying. No
what
one wants
you,
to see.
What are you bringing? Young Sheldon?
No one wants to see. That.
No.
Ain't
nobody paying for that. And you canceled the one show I did like on you guys.
Thank
Kevin
you.
Kevin Probably Saves the World.
Right.
So.
Guess what? See, that's what is really pissed off about people.
I'm so mad about that.
Yeah, y'all
took
away his
show. Show talking about God.
That's what I'm saying.
And then y'all got scared.
That's how I feel about NBC.
What should it have?
They ended Quantum Leap. So, we're done.
Parallel that real quick.
Yeah.
Quantum Leap. You are a black man. There was no black guest in Quantum Leap. So
yes.
It doesn't even fall in under the category of no black on
yes,
camera at
Dr.
the time.
Dr. Beaker was black.
How
and
many
she
episodes?
Was the one who...
How many episodes is Dr. Beaker in?
She was on all of them because she was the one who kept everybody healthy in the waiting room. So go Dr. Beaker. And she's the one who helped get Sam back when he left into the psychiatric home.
I can't do it.
And
you.
They were shocking him with electric shock therapy. They
we're
almost
not,
lost Sam.
We're not
going to
go
time.
Down this rabbit hole.
Okay.
Because
so,
we're talking about Game of Thrones.
Yes, that's right.
And
Game
MC it. Universe.
That's right. Okay.
Who's staying?
I'm just saying.
So, we're going to rope it in.
Yes.
From the Quantum Leap.
I'm just saying. The Black Griffin was on violent.
Okay.
So, Game of Thrones. Now, a little bit of transparency. We record Sunday morning, so I have not seen this is Wednesday, so I have not seen the episode 3 days ago. I did not see season three.
May 4th episode.
Right, May 4th episode. We did not. No, May 6th episode.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes.
Right?
Season
yes.
6, yes.
Okay, so May 6th. It's okay. So May 6th episode I have not seen. So the last one I saw was The Battle.
May 5th episode.
May 5th, sorry.
There we go.
Yeah,
okay.
Right. People are all like, what? It's May 5th.
We have not watched Sunday 5-5 episode of Game of Thrones.
Because we were too busy at the wall on Cinco de Mayo. Bad joke. Anyway, so, get over it.
Tequila shots around the wall.
Oh, come on now. But I'm bumped. Anyhow, we kid you Mexicans. Okay, so we were watching that with the big war episode. It was 82 minutes long. Because they shortened this season, the final season, instead of 10 episodes, 6. So they really hurt it.
So they can give you an episode that's 82 minutes instead of 52.
But then the other two are still 52. So they gave us one long episode. So they promised longer episodes. So the fans thought, oh, you're taking away 4 episodes, but you're making them longer. First two episodes were shorter.
Minutes.
Were shorter. If anything, they were like, what the flip? At 47 minutes, the first episode ended. We're like, wait a minute, we were promised. So now they said, we didn't say how many episodes would be long. So whatever,
it's
HBO.
Smart.
Yeah, very smart. Because the third episode cost $15 million to film. One episode. But they have pulled in an extra 100 million subscribers because of Game of Thrones.
I bet.
So times $17, they made their money back, bless God. Now, minus mine because I log into my friends. Now. That's how life works. But it was fantastic because Game of Thrones is, I'm going to say it, and I know it's going to be controversial to half the crew here. See what I did there? But it is true. It is such a fact. I have seen many shows. I have seen many things on TV. Game of Thrones is the best show on television, period. It's that good, Mike.
Interesting.
And here's what's crazy. It doesn't get worse
as time goes on, it gets better. It doesn't get better and then dips and gets better like SVU. Dun, dun, dun. It stayed good. Now, SVU's on great. They're like on 29 seasons. You know, Mariska's like 85, right? But she still looks good running around. Her kid's still 12. Amen. This is good stuff. But this season has taken every character that we have grown to love and hate and has fully fleshed them out. So much so that this episode,
interesting,
every show who has a battle scene. It's going to be action. You know, insert action flick here. You know, has a scene where someone's going to die, right? You're going to have a scene where they're fighting. Yeah, let's go! You know, 300. You know, boom. This one, the first 10 minutes of this episode, you can watch it too, because you can watch it out of sequence. I don't recommend all of it, but watch this episode. It was really good. You can watch it, and then the first 10 minutes, it's all dark. It's in Winterfell, which is like close to the North Pole, I guess, and wherever the time's supposed to be. I don't know. I don't pay attention. Warner, if we watch it, he'll know more than I know. I don't know where these things are. But it was literally, you were there. You felt it because you're like, you started to feel what the characters were feeling. Just watching a show from your own home. You're like, what? And they're showing the battle. Things you've never seen in the show, like getting ready. And like, you see everybody who's strong, like, okay, we're getting ready to do this thing. And then you see it turn subtly in people's faces to they're terrified. They literally know death is coming. But they're still a soldier. And they're going to do this. And so it builds up slowly. So it's like their cameras creeping, showing everybody. It shows some people like coughing as they're walking by and they're trying to give this guy, the little kid, gives people the sticks or whatever they have.
So the cinematography for cinematography on it was really good.
Well, actually, it was actually bad. People did complain about the cinematography part because it was a little too dark.
Gotcha.
The Twitter...
Like what they were showing team, you and how they right, were building
the
it
the producers yeah. tweeted back because the fans were like, it was very dark. Like even in our room, the living room, I was like, wait, so we had to turn off the light to see more? And they said that was done purposefully because they wanted to be genuine to the time. They go, in this time... And you know, back in 17-something AC or something.
Keeping the lights on.
Huh?
Who watches TV with the lights on?
Well, if you have a light anywhere in the house, it was bad. Like, one little thing. Like, it was a dark screen. Like, you don't know who these characters are. Like, wait, which one is that now? You're like, pause. Like, what? Like, it was dark. And they were trying to say, well, this was the Dark Ages. And literally, you know, there's no street lights and lamps and stuff. So, everything is the fire. We wanted you to kind of feel that. We're like, okay. And they're like, well, maybe we got a little too real. Yeah, you got a little too real. You're still Hollywood.
Well, it got too real because they hadn't done it before.
Right, and $15 million, you know, buy a light bulb, okay?
Yeah.
So, they didn't buy a light bulb for $15 million, but it's okay. They were broke after that, you know? They spent on their credit card. They used up their cashback rewards, which capped them, too. Yeah. Why you don't even get the full 50. Anyway, so... But then what happened was the opening scene, and this is the spoiler alert. There's a whole section, they're called the Dothraki. I don't know how many thousands of them were in the front. And you don't see anything because it's dark. And all of a sudden, the horde are coming out. Think of Walking Dead.
Okay.
Because right? They're White Walkers. Okay. So they're like that. And they're called the White Walkers. But they can run. They can also do things. They're in battle. They're soldiers. So all of a sudden, you just see this scene where this lady comes by. She grabs one guy's torch. And she holds it. And then she says, "Sam-ba-ba-ba-la-la-la-la-dee-da," or something. And then it lights up. And then all of a sudden, with like magic, because she's supposed to be like a witch, all these Dothrakis, their torches light up. So you just see the sea of light moving forward in the dark, right? They're like, yeah. And then all of a sudden you just hear, and you just hear wind. And then you see, like a sea of light turning off. And then it zooms in a little bit, and they're just being crushed. And the Dothraki are dead in 2 seconds flat. They just killed thousands of people in 2 seconds.
Wow.
1 Corinthians chapter 13, starting with verse 4. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not boast. Love doesn't stand on a pedestal and say, look at me, look at me, look at me. Love is not proud. Love is not rude. Love is not self-seeking. Love is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love keeps no record of wrongs. This is one of the things I find in counseling people. They bring up a whole grocery list of stuff that happened 15 years ago. That's not love. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Love always protects. Love always trusts. Love always hopes. Love always perseveres. And I like this one. Love never fails. Love never fails.
Now you're really feeling, I mean, you just got punched in the gut, you know what I mean?
That's crazy.
Welcome back to the TiVo Mike Show. We're going to finish this up. This is one part, and we're going to talk about the MCU. But it took that end. So all of a sudden, the dog rocket, you're gone.
Yep.
Then you just see one lowly horse. Now remember, they were all on horses. Only one horse is comes galloping back by itself. Mad freaky.
Just one?
Just one horse.
Okay.
Lone horse. Then you look. And then just looks at them, gives a creepy look, and keeps. So even the Dothraki horse was scared. But the other ones didn't go nowhere, which means they killed all those horses.
Oh.
So only one horse got away out of a sea of, what, 400,000 Dothraki soldiers. So now the next wave, and you're like, oh, crap. And they're like, you can see the fear, but they're like, let's do this. I think, and they're still strong, and then now these are our characters. This is Brienne Tarth, and you're like, Brienne, she's going to die. She's, why was she on the front? Why is she on the front? And then they just, they start, and it's not as the first was, thank God, and then they start fighting. Anyway, I don't want to ruin the whole thing. But they go through this whole thing, and I'm going to give a big spoiler alert because this is the what matters. Not Sansa, her sister. Always forget these people's names. Anyway, Sansa's sister, Arya, who is my favorite. She's a Spitfire.
Yeah.
Okay. She's Mariah, like, but a warrior 18, but still looks like Mariah now. Like, you don't think she's a threat, you know, but just adorable. Oh, this one, Ryan, and she's killing these White Walkers.
Yeah.
You're like, get out of there, Mariah. Run away. You're okay to be old. You're okay to not have courage. Go. Live. Tell the story. You know, someone's got to tell the story later. Live. The coward gets to tell the story. So anyway, so there's a scene when the lady, she's attacking him, but then she starts to get on the losing side of this, and the episode becomes an episode of The Walking Dead, like when it was good, you know, before they took out Glenn. And so she, one lowly walker, she ran inside the crypt. And so he's like, but he's walking regularly, which makes it freaky. Because they're not like, you know, slow. You know, they don't have a limp. And she's underneath the table, but it had already hit her. So she's starting to bleed. And so the blood is like one drip. She's like, crap. And he's really close. And then she's like, and now she sees the legs of it because he's looking for her.
Yeah.
And she's underneath the thing. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's going to die. They're going to take our hero and kill her under a table by herself with a White Walker. I hate the show. So show sucks. If it wasn't only three episodes left, I would be done. You know, like I was pissed. So then the White Walker leans under like, oh.
There's only three episodes left.
Right? And then she's gone. But you don't see where she went. I was like, oh, thank God. And then she's running. So now she's afraid. She has been, she don't care. Now she's like, because she can lose. So she runs to the room. And then the last thing I'll say about it was she says the line from season one, which is why this show is like what Marvel has done with the 21 movies. They bring everything to the end when they culminate.
22? Yeah.
No, the 22 was the final movie, but they took the 21
movie. Oh, it was 21 up to it. Okay.
Yeah. So they did that. And that's what they do in this, because the witch lady who had lit the torch. Yeah. It was a sword. That's what it was. She lit swords by magic and on one, and it did it for everybody, right? So all of a sudden, she goes to Arya, who runs in the room, and then they close the door. like, oh, all right. And she's like panicking, like she's starting to lose it, right? So what do I do? Because she's an 18-year-old girl. And she goes, what do we say? Because she sees her, she's shook. And she goes, what do you say to death when death shows up? She learned in episode 1 from a trainer who wasn't the witch. I don't know how the witch knew, which is great because she's a witch. And Arya goes, she stands up. All of a sudden, the fear loses out of her face, and she says, oh, what do we say to death when death shows up? And she goes, not today. And she goes to run out, and you don't know what happens to her. And then she ends up being a hero. Let's just say that. Oh, the show was so good. So what do you do when death shows up? Or what do you say? Not today.
They said all the best things in life are free. They're full of you gotta pay bills, gotta save for retirement. What are you gonna do? Become a drug dealer? Sell your kidney? You gotta get real. TiVo Mike can help you. TiVo Mike's money coaching program will help make more Benjamins and less Jacksons. TiVo Mike will help you deal with collectors, pay off debt, and get your life in order. Let TiVo Mike show you the money. Visit TiVoMike.com/money right now. That's TiVoMike.com/money.
Listen up. So, if you're not watching the, quote, best show on TV, unquote, then maybe you need to subscribe to HBO or get a friend's login. But check out Game of Thrones. I do know it airs every Sunday. Is it at 9 on Sundays?
Yes, 9 on Sundays.
9 p.m. Sunday nights on HBO. Apparently, it is the cultural phenomenon.
Woo!
I'll let you know when I do my recaps. When I start watching this show,
right,
I will do a 30-second or 60-second recap of the episodes.
Yes!
As I discover it for myself.
Right, because it really is that good.
So anyone who doesn't mind sharing their login, EGMike84, DM me, and I'll log on to your HBO account, and I will watch Game of Thrones. Till then.
Right.
We'll see after this season.
You're going to love it. You're going to
You know what?
Love
I don't doubt it at all, but... I'm just not paying for something else right now. It's not in the budget scheme.
It would be worth it, but I get your point.
I'm telling you, it's the best show. I can't wait for tonight to watch what you guys all saw 2 days, 3 days ago. Okay, so this is the TiVo Mike Show. Like, love the Lord, love Jesus, follow him every day, stop doing sin, leave it alone, and leave that alone, and keep hope alive. Love you all. Bye.
Hope alive. The TiVo Mike Show is produced by Michael Jefferson. Our soundboard operator is Mike Warner, and our theme music is by Eric Dano. Special thanks to Sharon Jefferson, Sandra Warner, Wendy Warner, Matthew Jefferson, Desiree Hidalgo, and Shanika Goodine. That's it for the TiVo Mike Show. I'm Mike Warner. See you tomorrow when we explore redeeming messages drawn from secular TV shows that are worthy of being watched. Good night, Saints.